as we continue on with our bonus time here on the Spotlight on North Ridgeville, presented by the North Coast BIA. And this portion is brought to you by O'Neill Healthcare, 38600 Center Ridge Road in North Ridgeville. And we have with us from O'Neill Healthcare, Jenna Elliott. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also we have with us Yosana Santiago. Hello.
Good morning.
So there's a lot of things going on. You know, you have some special programs coming up. But for those people unfamiliar, not sure what goes on at O'Neill Healthcare, what are you known for?
So at O'Neill Healthcare, we have a range of services. We have assisted living. We have skilled nursing and rehab services. We are also connected to DaVita Dialysis, so we offer in-house dialysis services through them. And along with that, we do have a memory care unit, which is secured for memory purposes. And
can you explain that a little more, what that really means then?
For memory services?
Yes, right.
So those loved ones who have Alzheimer's, dementia care needs, we have a unit that is secured. So for wandering, they're kept safe.
Okay.
They have access to
it. So it gives them a safe environment to be in because of the condition that they're in. There's things that could, if they were just in a normal facility of certain things, there's things that could come out because of it.
Absolutely. So, okay. And then we have all day activities going on in that specific unit as well, just to keep their minds busy and active.
Okay. So there's a lot that you deal with there. All sorts of people in different degrees of abilities that they have, and just some people that are sort of passing through, I guess, right?
You got it, yes. We do rehab, so they come after the hospital. So it could be a knee surgery, it could be heart surgery, a stroke, any of those things, and they come for a couple weeks. We rehab them, and they go back home.
Now, you have some programs coming up. It's a way also for bringing the community in, or bring speakers. And tell me a little bit about that.
Yes. So we have our Ortho series coming up. The first one's going to be next Tuesday, February 21st at 12 p.m. It is going to be located at the French Creek YMCA in Avon. Dr. William Stanfield will be talking about hip replacements at that talk. On March 6th, at 12 p.m., Dr. David Marsh will be talking about how to keep your knees happy and healthy. On March 20th at 1 p.m., Dr. Robert Berkowitz will be talking about spine surgery. April 3rd, which is our last talk, at 12 p.m., Dr. Robert Zanotti will be talking about shoulder replacement. So it should be very interesting to see all the different ways the new technology has improved with surgeries and hip replacements and all that good stuff.
Right. And so it's good for people who maybe have planning that, or maybe family members who know somebody who might have something like this, to be informed, to understand what's out there.
Right. And that's our goal, is just to communicate and educate to the community if they ever needed these types of services, where they can go.
And a lot of that plays into the rehab services you offer.
New technology. All of these talks are done by the Center for Orthopedics, and we do have physicians that come to our location for those patients after surgeries to follow up with them in our facility. So we like to work with their physicians and just educate the community.
On the assisted living side, is there a typical age range of people who are with you?
Not necessarily. I mean, they do have to meet a criteria, but I've had, couples who their spouse have passed away and they just don't want to live at home alone anymore, or their house has multiple steps and they just can't do the steps anymore. So our assisted living is 40 apartments. So it's a smaller community, which I like. You know, I get to know all the families and know them personally on their needs and how I can help them. But it's more of, if you can't live at home by yourself, or you just need more nursing services, so our assisted living is there for that. There's not really any type of age range.
You have to play a balance, though, of giving them assistance but still maintaining their independence. How do you balance that to make them feel as though that they still can do some of the things and not just relying on everything that's happened?
So we encourage that very much, for them to do as much as they can on their own. We have a little store that opens up a couple days a week that they can go shop for themselves if they don't have family to come and take them out. And they can do that. We still have residents in our assisted living that drive. I mean, we don't limitate them to at any certain degree. they can come and go as they please. They just check in with the nurse's station, and, you know, we encourage them to be as independent as possible.
I see also that you received a 5-star rating for the Medicare and Medicaid. That's important, obviously, right?
Very important.
What? Yeah, we are really excited about that, actually. It's so as any business would be rated by 5 stars, hotels or restaurants, same thing goes now for nursing facilities and healthcare facilities. So a couple different things go into that. Our quality measures, which rate a bunch of clinical measures that we have to meet. Staffing, so we have to meet a certain level of staffing with RNs, STNAs, and then also our survey results. So all of those areas play into it, to this fancy calculation that right. comes up with your star rating.
And the survey results are the ones from the people that use it, how it worked for them, how they feel of the service, what's going on there as well. That's the customer pretty much, right?
Well, these surveys are actually the Ohio Department of Health comes in annually, and they are there for about a week, a group of maybe 5 or 6 surveyors from the health department, and they go through everything, all of our old records. They talk to all the patients, see how we're performing, and we are also excited because we just got a perfect survey as well. So a few months ago, which is very hard to get.
Congratulations
so, thank
on
you.
That.
Thank
obviously,
you. So we have a lot of good things going on right now that we're excited about.
Talk about those people that are there providing the care for that. I mean, that takes a special person really to be
Absolutely.
Involved in that particular field.
Yeah, our front staff or line staff, however you want to say it, our STNAs, nurses, they are priceless. You have to have a very compassionate heart. You know, they don't get paid the best salaries, but they are there for the residents. You really can't, I mean, you can't replace that. They are our gold.
They're the ones that really make those people feel like
Absolutely.
They're at home, which is your goal for a lot of these
And it is
people.
Like a home, and we really do become families with their families and our patients because they're in every day visiting, and we're there all day. I mean, we're there longer than with our own families at home, so... We really do form that connection and that bond with the families and the residents.
If people want to maybe tour the facility, find out more about it, or even get information about the upcoming seminars that you have, how do we can do that?
I always advertise in the Chronicle and you know, have what events are going on, and tours are more than welcome anytime, any day at any time. So I always encourage people to come in and tour and look at where you want to put your loved one and see the difference between different facilities and what we have to offer for are the services that we provide. I like the fact that we're a smaller community because, like Jenna said, we do get personal and we get to know each family member individually.
What's their major concern when they come in?
Usually
family, not maybe the individual as well, but what's their main concern about it?
I think it's just a comfort level. You know, they do tour several facilities, a lot of them, and it's how they feel when they walk in. And a lot of families will tell us that when they walk into our place, they feel welcomed and they feel like there's lots of staff everywhere and people are attentive and smiling. So whatever the reason may be that they need to be with us, that's what I hear mostly from the families. It's just a general feel, and they want to feel safe and like their loved one is.
A lot of times it's not with your head, it's with your heart or how
Absolutely.
You feel about it. So that's kind of
Couldn't have said it better.
You kind of do that. Well, you can write
you
that down. Have that. But, I'm looking at the heart. I don't know
that's
if it's
right.
left over
sure.
from Valentine's Day or that's just sure, one of those cheery things that you have on your name tag there.
Yes, absolutely.
As well. Well, we appreciate both of you stopping in this morning, Jenna Elliott and also Yosana Santiago, sharing what's good news with O'Neill Healthcare in North Ridgeville.